The Windings used to sing a song back in the 90s, millions didn't make it, but I'm one of them that did. Think about the millions of people, or even the people that you know, that care nothing about God, have no relationship with God, don't care anything about church, all misconstrued and mixed up and confused about stuff, serve the devil. And here you are. God called you out. How about that best friend that committed suicide? That one that died from a drug overdose. You and him were like that. That one that got shot and killed. The one that went to prison. And there you were. You should have been in that number two. But God had his eye on you. Have you ever thought about that stuff? We take some time for granted the gift of life. And even if you're suffering right now or dealing with issues or problems or facing giants, think about what could have been. And then I have a question for you. Has God ever failed you? I said, has God ever failed you? You can't look at me with a straight face and tell me that God has ever failed you. He has never, it's not in his DNA. He cannot fail. He cannot lie. His word cannot fail. So if there's some fixing to be done, it's fixing on our part. Tell somebody it's time to upgrade. I wonder why people are constantly asking God for stuff that needs to be fixed when you can ask God for something that don't have to be fixed. Amen. Thank you for the two people clapping over here. Everybody else looking at me like you're crazy. I saw two people clapping. I said, why are you asking God all the time to fix something? It done broke again. The Lord blessed me to get it fixed. It's this the 10th time. But every time, somehow the Lord, why don't you ask him for something that don't break? It's not like God can't do it. That slave mentality. That scent of Egyptian perfume. The scars of Egypt. The mentality. All that has to be broken. And in our study in Genesis, if you've heard anything, if you've gleaned anything, then you have all the tools, if you'll appropriate them, if you'll believe them and appropriate them to take you to another level. Some of us have been going around a particular mountain long enough. You're tired of it, and some of y'all say, I'm sick and tired of this. And I'm saying, well, don't get sick over it. Just get away from it. Get tired enough where you actually get up and do something about it. Change is not change until you change. You can think about it all you want. You can talk to your friend about it all you want, because when you talk about it, it's just idle talk anyway. But if you don't change, it ain't change. I used to struggle with the things that I would think in my mind that were so wonderful and awesome on how to get it from there into reality. But I want to give you the formula. I want to show you in the Big Bang Theory. Are your ears open? Are you ready to hear? Okay. God's going to lift up a standard. From today forward, I pray that you in your personal life will allow God to lift up the standard against it like a flood. In Genesis, let me just go back to Genesis 1. When we talk about the Big Bang, many call it a theory, but it's not. It's reality. Verse 1, there was a world. Much happened between verse 1 in the beginning and verse 2, where God, the Spirit of God, was brooding over the waters. The earth in verse 2 was without form and void. Jeremiah, Peter, Isaiah, they speak about this flood that was not the flood of Noah. Amen. Noah hadn't been born yet. Amen. God destroyed everything during that time. It was before time. Amen. Time hadn't started. Amen. I say it again, time hadn't started. What was known as time was in the beginning. Time didn't start until after the first day. Amen. When all you read in chapter 1 and 2, then time when the sun and the moon and that, then there was, God says he saw everything was good, and that was the first day. Amen. But in the beginning was a period where the word says the devil was a murderer from the beginning. Wisdom says in the book of Proverbs that he was brought up from the beginning. So anyway, without elaborating too much on that, chapter 1 verse 2, it says, can we get that for me? Chapter 1 verse 2 of Genesis. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Next verse, verse 3. And God said. Now I believe what science may call a theory, the Big Bang theory, was that this was when the Big Bang took place. You see, let me say it this way, and this is what our lesson is about today. Certain things are not going to happen in your life. You can be hoping for the best. And that's a good thing to have hope. But some things are not going to happen till you speak them out. Amen. Till you say them. The Spirit of God was brooding over the face of the creation. Vibrating. Putting frequencies there. But nothing happened until God spoke. I wonder how prepared the Holy Spirit has made your pathway, but he's waiting for you to get up out the bed, off the lazy boy, and start walking, taking steps of faith in that path that he's already prepared for you. Amen. Nothing happened or came into manifestation or was restored until God spoke. Now, understand the whole Genesis principle. We are created in his image. After his likeness, we function like God. We are not gods. Amen. We function. We are human beings, but God is in us. It makes us very unique. We're not angels. Amen. Nor are we devils. Amen. We're human beings. With God. This is the mystery of godliness. Angels still look they're still in awe of this. How God could put so much honor and glory on a creation like this. Amen. And when the Bible says we were created a little lower than the angels, read it again and then do some research on it. We were not created lower than the angels. It says we were created a little lower than Elohim. A little lower than him. Amen. 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 Angels were brought forth out of nothing. God didn't breathe angels into angels. He created a bara. But he breathed himself into man. Ask somebody around, do you know? Come on, ask somebody, do you know how bad you are? Got the breath of God in you? So, it was when the Lord spoke. Now, in this series and even before this series, you've heard me talk about how important our words are. And God never does anything unless it's predicated by a word. He always sends away. He said, I do nothing except I tell my prophets, my servants, the prophets. I'll do nothing except I tell them first. In other words, everything is predicated on a word. God will speak. Remember, the devil said in Isaiah 12, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will be like the Most High. I will sit in the sides of the north. I. And then God spoke. He said, thou shalt be cast to hell. That sealed the deal right there. I don't care what the devil did from that time forward. The deal was sealed. God's word cannot come back to him void. God does not contemplate. God doesn't sit up and try to figure anything out. God doesn't have to think anything through. God doesn't have to determine this, that, or the other. It's already set. Everything about God is intentional. And you have to know that his purpose and plan is to bless your life. And some of us are so bent on him not blessing our life. My thoughts toward you are peace and not evil, saith the Lord, to give you an expected end. Peace and not evil. So, we want to establish the fact that the Spirit moved, prepared everything, and then God spoke. It's important. And this is not for the babes in Christ. Not the women, but the babes in Christ. So much. Some that are young in Christ catch on really, really quick. But this is for people that are a full age, that can eat meat, that can discipline, that don't just let anything come out of their mouth. That don't just let any thoughts lodge in their head. That don't just receive anything and talk about anything and everything. But you have a discipline. You have a temperance. You allow the Spirit of God to govern your life. Amen. These are those that he will teach his way. Amen. These are the ones that he will teach his way. So, now we function and operate along the same lines that God does. We pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We also, as he is in heaven, so are we on the earth. Amen. That's not just some pretty poetry. It's a truth. It's a reality to walk into.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.
Around, have you heard the sound of mama's crying? Or do you turn away when you see the face of the innocent dying? In these darkest days, are you not?